Accession number 18497, Reel 3.
Tony Bear, Reel 3.
Fortunately, there was very little opposition from the enemy. What I might add, we did have, with the auspices of 8th Hussars, goodness knows how they got the tanks where they did. But they did. They got them up this hill alongside us. And I must remember, at one time we came under some rather heavy mortar fire. Naturally, being good lads, we went to ground. I know this may sound rather odd, but who arrived at the time of the mortaring was a group of photographers from Life magazine, American Life magazine, who, I must admit, they weren't very happy because the Chinese chaps were mortaring us. But what they did was to take photographs of the lads crouching down in the old enemy trenches. Now, I seem to remember seeing a photograph that they did send back to battalion, which was rather good, of the lads showing a little bit of apprehension because we were being stomped. But one thing I bring to mind very, very clear is on looking down in the valley, we could see the Chinese retreating. And what was making them retreat were the 1st Battalion, King's Own Scottish Borderers. I might add, much to my amazement, and the lads were being pushed forward by a piper. Would you believe a piper playing quite happily? And, you know, you could see the Cosbys, the lads, you could see them moving up, and actually you could see the Chinese gentlemen retreating rather hurriedly. But I couldn't understand why they were in winter uniform. Anyway, that's by the by. But I thought that was rather military, don't you? You know, to see these chaps being pushed back. And the piper, would you believe, marching up and down like a little peacock. Yeah. Bless him. Yeah. Apparently, from what I could gather, the battle went quite well. I know that hill, which will be branded into my memory as long as I live, Hill 227 was a feature that D Company were going to become a part of, as it were. Yeah, there was Hill 355, which was rather a big one, that I think it was the Cosbys and the Royal Northumberland Fusiliers, poor devils, they've been pulled in from reserve. In actual fact, they should have gone back home. Anyway, I think it was the Royal Northumberland Fusiliers. And C Company. They had the unenviable job of taking 355. A Company had the job of taking 227. And I think basically that we were in support. Or we were being held. I can't remember. But I know that the operation was a success. Well, it's quite a few lads. But anyway, the operation was a success, and I think C Company occupied 355. A Company initially occupied 227. The mortar platoon was in the foothills of 227, along with support company, the machine gun platoon was on a spur in between 227 and 355. Why I remember that, I have no idea. I can't quite. I think what it was. I think A Company. I think A Company were attacked. Anyway, I don't know. I don't know the outcome of it, but all I know is that D Company went to relieve A. D Company went to relieve A, of which we did. Let me just think a bit. Oh, as I was saying about fate earlier on, about Pinky and I. I'm not quite sure, but all I know is, I know that we took over A Company. I don't know whether I'm feeling crackers or what. I don't know whether it's with it all coming back. Anyway, I don't know whether I'm blabbing or not. I'm sorry, I don't know whether I'm blabbing. But on this particular instance, I know that we'd taken over from A Company. Yeah. Apparently, the Chinese weren't right happy about this, so they put an attack in on tours, D Company. Of which, you know, we had rather pasted. And I'm not quite sure, but a lot of the lads, and I included, were convinced that one of the attacks, or one of the gaffers of the attack, was a woman. And I think the lads were saying that she was dressed in black. I can't remember. All I can remember that we had rather good idea. It was a very light-coloured voice that could be heard. Now, whether it was a woman. Whether it was a woman, I don't know.
What did they attack you with? A ground attack? Or
yeah.
Mortar
a battalion attack, would you believe?
On
a
one
battalion
company?
Attack on one company. Yeah. Before the attack came in, during the day. All right, during the day, you know, we had desultory fire of mortar. Yeah, water. I must admit that shell fire, I don't want to sound, I don't know whether I'm sounding bigoted or not, but you know, shell fire, you could act, well, you could, but you could tell whether the shell was going over there, over your head, or to the right, to the left. Or actually, aren't you? That, you know, I don't know why, but you didn't mind the shell. The mortar. Okay. You know. It's funny. You could hear the thing. You could hear it going down the spout. You know, you could actually hear the Chinese chappy. Because it gave a funny old sound. Like a plonk. But you could never be sure just where that thing was going to land. You knew it was coming towards you. And they also had a funny sound to them. Do you know, you're bringing all this back. They had a funny sound to them. And it was like a, I don't know. I don't know what I mean, crack as well. But it had a sort of a whoosh, 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 whoosh sound to it as it's coming towards you. That, okay. The one thing the chaps couldn't cope with was the SPs. Either the SP gun or a tank.
What was that?
Wow. All I can say, Conrad, is a sort of a whoosh. That was it. If you heard the whoosh, by gummy, you were lucky. If you didn't hear the whoosh, I don't know. I can't explain it. But all I know is it put the fear of God in you. Because you couldn't say where it was going to thump you. Shells, okay. Yeah, you could tell with shells to a certain extent. Mortars, to a certain extent. But, SPs. Or tanks, no way. As I said earlier, all you got was terrific whoosh, and that was it.
So no warning?
None whatsoever. In actual fact, I used to feel sorry for the Chinese gentleman, because 8th Hussar, lads. Perfection. I used to feel sorry for the gook. Anyway. Am I transgressing or what?
No, not at all.
I'm feeling...
So you were relieving A Company, and you got this Chinese ground attack, you said, with a battalion.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. This attack came apparently at battalion strength. This we were to learn later on. And you know that? I've talked about Borick, haven't I? Lieutenant Borick. He were a bugger. Do you know what he did? He shouted to me. In actual fact, I was right proud. Because he shouted Buff, which was my nickname. Buff, among other expletives. And do you know what we did? You'll not believe this. He was firing the bazooka. And I was loading it for him. Could you imagine this? Consternation all round. Shells exploding. Lads throwing grenades. On throwing a grenade, you had to shout grenade. God knows why. Bomber shouting, Baff, I've been hit. Bomber, bless him, he was a number one rifleman. He was my bodyguard. He'd been hit. Bless him. I remember shouting, okay, I'll be with you. I had to put these rockets into the bazooka that Mr. Borick was firing. Ad infinitum. I could hear the Chinese gentleman shouting and bawling. Did a nasty habit, you know. Whistles. Blowing whistles. And you know the whistles that they blew were made from sea ration tins? We's obviously, being good clean squaddies, you'll appreciate that we were on American sea rations. I don't know what they're. But we used to eat these sea rations, American, for the use of. They were good. Well, what we used to do? We used to throw the tins away. And these Chinese gentlemen used to make these whistles. You know, like a referee's whistle. And these penny whistles. I might tell you a little bit more if you've enough tape about them later on. Anyway. Morgan. Morgan, Chappie. He was my brain gunner. What? And do you know that the rifling on the barrel of the Bren was smooth. You're supposed to have a rifling down the barrel. It was smooth. It was smooth. There was, I think it's called, gas eliminator, I think it's called. It's like a little chappy that has various holes in it. Which regulate the flow of gas when you fire a Bren gun, as you know, it's gas and spring operated. Sometimes you need a larger hole in your gas regulator. But the lad's barrel, we could hardly get the darn thing off. When he did eventually get it off, the rifling had gone. He'd fired that many rounds. Do you know, the mortar platoon, how many rounds they fired? 11,000. I know that the Kiwi gunners were, what lads they were. Anyway, it would appear that we'd lost that many lads. I feel as if I'm going a bit dippy here. Am I transgressing, Colonel?
Lost them from D Company, you mean?
Yeah, quite a few, lads. Yeah. I think what it was... There were that... I think we'd suffered quite a few casualties. But what happened was... You remember me telling you about Pinky? A Company took over from us. A took... Because we'd had quite a thump. The powers that be said what we would do, we'd pull D Company back into reserve. A Company would take over our position. But, you remember me telling you about Pinky and how the...
About the confusion.
Mm, would you believe that Pinky took my position? Shall we say that this is 227? I were there. That were my section.
On the forward slope.
Mm. I think there were two of us, sections that is. I think there were two of us on the forward slope, and there was another one here. Pinky took my section. Right. We bugged out. I believe that's a term we used to use in the good old days. I went back for a little bit of rest. I think it was to get some more lads to give us a hand. I think what they did actually was bung a few reserves in to make us reasonably back up to strength. We never were up to strength. Ah, now then, A Company. They started to shell A Company during the day. Ah, oh, they must have seen us swap over. In the afternoon, they started shelling D Company. A Company. And I thought, oh, my glad we're not up there. Poor lads that were up there. And do you know, the barrage increased. And increased. Oh, I can't tell you how I felt. All you could see... 227 with dust. There was this huge dust cloud. What happened? D Company go back. A Company, unfortunately, I didn't know the time, but the forward positions were subject to SP and tank fire. As I've explained to you. Ah. They hadn't a chance, had they?
So what happened to Pinkerton?
Killed. Killed. That should have been me, you know. You see what I mean about fate? Yeah. Pinky were killed. I wasn't to know this. Well, we had orders to go and retake the hill. The Chinese had swept over it. A Company hadn't a chance, Conrad. They hadn't a chance. Anyway, we had to go back. Take this hill. Which we did. 11 and 12 platoons being on the knob. 10 platoon on a little tiny... You remember me telling you about Borwick? We were on this little spur. Actually, it was on 227, but it was a little nitty spur. Yeah. That night, we'd taken the hill back. After A Company had been pushed off, of which they had quite a few casualties. If I remember, their company commander, Major Tate, was a very lucky chap, if I remember. I think the Gooks had nicked his He'd were wounded. He were wounded. And from what I could gather, he were wounded and he fell back in his trench. Having done so, the wound that he suffered from was staunched because of his position in the trench. The Gooks had nicked, I don't know, his ring or his watch. Anyway, they managed to pull him back. We went back and retook 227.
Was it difficult to retake it?
No, I don't think so. You see, what we'd got were Kiwis. Damn good artillery. And they used to put DF fire, you see. No, I don't think it was. I don't think there were lots of lads there at that time. Anyway, we regained 227. As I said, 11 and 12 on the knob, us on the spur. And would you believe they came at night, Johnny Chinaman, and pushed 11 and 12 platoons off. We were still up there. We were on this little spur all the time. If we could see Johnny Chinaman, we used to have a go at him, oh yeah. But why he didn't come onto this spur, I have no idea. All I can say is, thanks. Right. By that time, we'd been to ground a while. And what they'd done, I think it was Brigade, they brought a searchlight up. And we shone onto 227 all the time. I can't remember where the light. I know all I know is the light came out. The tanks were sitting in the valley. Quite happy. Anyway, I don't even believe this now. But during the night, Mr. Borick called us over. Buff, take your lads, go and have a shifty. I said, have I got to? He said, go on. That's a tap, lad. What he wanted me to do was take my section, have a look what the heck were going on.
At the knob?
Yeah. Were there any of our lads there wounded? If so, obviously, bring them in. Any lads there alive? Bring them in. I can't explain to you, really. Confusion that reigns is unbelievable. Anyway, I said, have I got to? He said, off you go. I think about five of us left. Because obviously poor old Bomber, he'd been wounded. A couple of the lads had. I think I had about three lads left in my section. Off we go. Did a nice, gentle look. We looked on. Started at this side, if I remember. I tell you what, I was a bit annoyed at finding a couple of rifles. Our rifles. You don't leave your rifle, do you? Yeah, you don't leave your rifle, do you? When you bug out. I was a bit annoyed about it. We started there. Found one or two dead Chinamen. I remember seeing a boot sticking out of one of these dugouts. That's what it was. Communication trenches, right the way around. That was the idea. And into these communications, you built what we used to call hutches, a bunker. And what we did, when we built a bunker, we used to dig so far down, then across, then down, excavate that, and that. What you were left with were two little beds, as it were. Follow? Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
Then, if you were lucky, you could find something to stick over the top. Whatever it was. Stick anything. I transgress again. Moving round, we saw this boat, obviously, one of the lads. Tugged it, no answer, left him. Went further. Obviously, as we're going around that way, we're approaching the searchlight, aren't we? So I thought, it'll be all right here. Lads are on. As soon as we hit that searchlight, what happened? Flipping tanks opened up on us, didn't they? Now, you can't tell me they didn't know it was us. Because, would you believe that we didn't wear tin hats?
You didn't what?
We didn't wear tin hats. Or our berets. Cap badges. Now, in actual fact, I was stupid. But, we're rather proud of our regiment. Weren't afraid to display the badge. So, I'm sure they could have seen it were us. They opened up with both. Not Beezer, isn't it? Their machine gun on the tank. Beezer. I can't say I was very happy about that. So, I thought, no way, Jose. We went back. I reported to Mr. Borick. I said, I'm sorry, sir, but we've been fired on by our own tanks. I think we've got a wireless set. I can't remember, but I'm sure Mr. Borick got in touch with Battalion HQ. He must have done. He said, well, what we'll do, we'll leave it as such. We'll leave it till the morning when we'll find out. But on this particular feature, this knob, there were lads in bunkers. I'm not quite sure how many there were. But there were some of my lads in there that wouldn't come out. They wouldn't come out because they weren't quite sure of the position. Obviously, DF were keeping on from Kiwis. They were quite happy, lobbing a few over every now and then. But someone did say there were about 300 Chinamen, dead Chinamen, on these slopes. Who did the count? God knows. I know that after one, when that battalion attacked us that time, when Borick insisted on firing a bazooka, I do believe there were quite a few Chinamen, dead Chinamen on the forward slopes. Well over, I think well over 200. Or whether or not, obviously it couldn't have been all down to us. Obviously DF had caught them. But on that particular occasion we were prepared for them because the machine gun, the MMG lads, used to fire a heck of a lot of rounds. And we used to get the porters, the Korean porters, to gather them up, bag them, and bring them up to us. And what we used to do was scatter them in the barbed wire. The barbed wire as such could be walked on. If you were very, very good, you could actually walk or walk in between it, although we thought they couldn't, but we found out that they could. But if they stood on these